4CBA Mobile.
4CBA KQ4LOO, how you doing today, brother?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Is it Cal? Did I get that right?
Correct. Tango Alpha Lima.
My name is David. I know we talked before, and you are the pool man. And I'm not talking about swimming pools.
Get you listed in a few times about me talking about that.
I've talked about it several occasions. Usually on my way either going to or coming back from playing tennis. But today, I've been to my oldest daughter's house in Powdersville helping her with some stuff, and my grandson with his new grill, Blackstone grill. He's got the flat iron grill, but he's going to fix his hamburgers on it tomorrow for his uncle, my son-in-law's birthday.
Play fun. Sounds good, too. Yeah, me personally, I'm in my spot in the woods like I like to be at. You know, I like to be out in the woods a lot of times, just hang out right here and have a little peace and quiet and occasionally watch some movies. I mean, not movies, but videos or something. Try to get caught up on news and stuff.
You have a place out in the woods and you have electricity.
It's a little hideout spot that I found and I like to come hang out at so I don't get bothered by anybody. I got to have some me time every day after I get off of work in particular.
Okay, well, you know, everybody needs a little me time. And so can't fault you for that. But I tell you, hopefully that's not a police car. If it is, I'm cooked. But anyway, I don't see any lights coming out. I think that car is broken down on the side of the road. Well, I'm on 185, getting ready to come in to go by Memorial Hospital and headed back toward Taylor's.
I can tell you got a little scratchiness going on, a little crackling, but not too bad. You're still coming in clear enough I can understand everything you're saying.
It's good to know. I'm getting the repeater full quieting, and so I'm a little surprised at that, but I guess that this antenna receives better than it transmits.
Out of curiosity, how does my signal sound on your end?
Sounds good. There may be a teeny bit of noise, but it could be coming from the repeater. And I am mobile, so I'm probably not the best person to ask right now.
I'm out in the woods in my truck. I got my Icom 2730 Bravo with my diamond antenna on top of my truck, so it stands up a little higher than it would on most people's vehicles.
Got the repeater. I got the same radio, and I used to use a diamond antenna, and just absolutely loved it when I was driving my Mustang. So, but when I got the 4Runner, it's so tall that I couldn't even put an antenna on the hood that wouldn't hit when I was going in. And I had to get a little tube. It's about a 9-inch tube. That's what I used for 2-meter 440.
I'm just glad it stays flexible and does a little bounce every time I touch a tree branch that I'm running under out when I come out in the woods, or for that matter, go through a drive-through.
I guess I could have done that. My antenna I had, the diamond I had, would tilt over, and I had it mounted on the hood so I could reach out and do that, without having to get out of my car, but in the pouring rain, that would be a lot of fun. I never ran across that problem, but I knew the day was coming. But the antenna didn't do that well on this one. The Mustang had a little bit more of a ground plane, and so it worked really well on the Mustang, but it did not work well on this one, so I was really disappointed.
I am mounted as close to the middle as possible on top of my 2500 Suburban, 95 model that is, so it's rather long and wide, so it kind of helps me out a little bit as far as my propagation.
Now, I'm familiar with that year and you know, the body style and everything. And, you know, if you got one in decent shape, you know, hang on to it. Is it four-wheel drive?
Indeed. I love this thing. It's been through, since I've had it, it's been through HE double hockey sticks, if you know what I'm trying to say. I kind of ran through a stop sign the other night and hit smack into a tree head-on. Because I couldn't see, the fog was so thick, it just came up on me so fast, I'm like, boop, pow.
Going through a little noisy area. Excuse me here. Oh, I might get a little scratchy on the repeater. I'm going, getting ready to go over the Church Street Bridge. I'm down a hole.
Roger that. I'm just glad I'm kind of basically in a rolling tank. I hit about 25 miles an hour, but it did a little bit of damage, but not too awful bad, thank God.
Do you have a brush guard on it?
No idea how bad I wish I did. That probably would have saved me a little bit of grill damage. I hit on one side, and the other side is the one that broke. The other side of the grill is the part that broke.
Glad you're all right. You know, you can fix the car or the vehicle, but it's a little more difficult when you have to put bodies back together, or people back together, I should say, not bodies. But anyway, well, I don't know where they're going to be finished with this bridge, but I don't think it's going to be anytime soon.
So that's kind of why I feel a little safer driving something like this, because it can tend to hold up a little better in a worst-case scenario like that. But I just don't like the fact I was so super mad at myself because I missed the stop sign. There was literally the one right by my house, but it just came up so fast. That's the reason I slowed down, because I figured I was getting close, and it just... I mean, I could see 100 feet in front of me right up till I got close to the stop sign, and then... And I couldn't see anything except for the stop sign when I was right by the stop sign.
Just jumped out and gotcha. Well, I know how that goes. It came out of nowhere, officer. I don't know where it was.
I probably should have just went straight on through the stop sign. I probably would have been best off doing that. But me, I mean, I saw it. I could... Because once I hit the stop sign and hit the brakes, there was a light right there coming from a house, and I could see that. So I thought it might have been a car. It was right there, so I was trying to avoid what I thought was a car. So I jerked it left, and that's when I slid. I went across the little ditch, maybe probably a foot deep at the most, and it's probably a couple feet wide. So it's just more like a little minor bump. And I just slid right to the tree. I didn't hit it hard, but it was hard enough that if I was driving something plastic instead of something like steel like I've got, it probably would have done a lot of significant damage.
For CBA Mobile. Well, like I said, you know, I'm just glad... you didn't get hurt, and your radio still works. Oh, me. I tell you. Well, thinking about what we're going to eat for supper tonight. Yeah, I'm not really sure. We may have enough leftover vegetable soup. And my wife makes a mean pot of vegetable soup. I tell you what, we've been eating on it for several days. She makes a big old pot full of it. And she also makes a good chili. Oh, man. But anyway, it's making me hungry just thinking about it.
Right, KQ4LOO, but yeah, right. Oh my goodness, I love me some vegetable soup now, and a good chili, especially if it's not too spicy and got a little bit of sweetness, a little bit of sweetness to it, but not too much. You got the right mix of spicy and sweet. Same time, I love that too. But vegetable soup, oh my goodness, especially if it's beef vegetable soup.
Chili's more spicy than anything, but it's not like, you know, four alarm spicy. But and what I like to do is get some grated cheese and sprinkle over the top of it. And oh man, it makes for a good bowl of chili.
I can see that. Yeah, I love doing the same thing. But man, I was just thinking about some good chili or something the other night, but not tonight. I think I'm probably going to have what you're having tomorrow, which is going to be a big old greasy cheeseburger with pickles and ketchup and mustard and stuff, maybe some lettuce. So, yeah, I don't like mayo because mayo makes me sick, but other than that, I was thinking about a nice big old fat, greasy cheeseburger tonight.
My grandson got this grill I have been putting together, and he's going to cook, I think he calls them smash burgers, and I'm not really sure what we're in for, but evidently he's done these before on his other grandfather's grill, so that's why he wanted his on, and so he's got it, and so I'm looking forward to seeing what comes off of it tomorrow.
I used to make beer burgers all the time, and one time my brother-in-law, he went out of town, I happened to be living with him at the time, and apparently it was my night to cook, so I was like, we're going to have beer burgers. She's like, I don't drink beer, I don't want to get drunk. I said, trust me, by the time the beer cooks off, you won't have any effects from alcohol, but you'll have a flavor mixed in with it. And she's like, okay, I'll give you a shot at it. She loved them. She never had a beer burger before, and she fell in love with it. But honestly, what I really have a taste for is something I haven't had in a few years, and that's just good old-fashioned hamburger help or cheeseburger macaroni.
What I got here? Am I in the repeater okay?
Queried up some since you've been talking.
Well, I'm getting ready to go into the dead zone, so let me click out of here. I'm on Wade Hampton, and it's just going to get worse from here. So let me clear with you, Cal, and you enjoy yourself out there in the woods, and I will talk to you later. Always a pleasure, and I'll clear out here after your final, KP4CPA.
Safe travels, and enjoy your burgers tomorrow. This will be KQ4LO, and I'll be standing by.